It is a joy to be in the Lord's house this evening. I appreciate the opportunity that He's given to us to gather in this afternoon. We covet your prayers and need them as we would attempt to do that. We feel the Lord will have of us to do. Appreciate the song service tonight. I am glad that He didn't leave me the way He found me. But even further than that, I'm glad He ain't left me since I found Him this evening. For sure, without Him, as we've heard sung of tonight, without Him holding to our hand, without Him through the Holy Spirit guiding us and directing us and pointing us in the ways of His will and His doings, I would surely fall this evening. But because of Him, I can do all things, that Paul said, through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me this afternoon. You pray for us for just a few minutes. All I do is just read Scripture. I'll be honest with you. I'm about as empty thought of mind as I've ever been this afternoon. But I have Scripture that has been on my heart. So you just pray for us. If you got your Bibles and want to read with us, we'll start off reading in Genesis, the 17th chapter. Then we're going to flip over to Isaiah, the 41st chapter. And you just bear with us and pray for us for just a few minutes. As we attempt to do that, we feel the Lord is have of us to do, and that's as closest to our heart and mind this evening. Before I read, there's a scripture that says, I know in whom I've trusted, and I believe that He is able to keep that I have committed unto Him this evening. Knowing that beyond a shadow of a doubt, that I within myself this evening am thankful that we have one that we can look up to and trust in. I might better read, but let me just say this and I'll try to read this evening. David does not have anything on me this evening. He said he lift up his eyes toward the hills from which cometh his help. I can do the very same thing if my heart's desire to do as David's heart desired to do. Then I can do the very same thing that David done this season, my friend. And to be honest with you, that's sort of where we're going, or that's sort of what's on our mind. Genesis, the 17th chapter, and you pray for us. Read with us as we read through the Scriptures. It said, and when Abraham was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, I am the Almighty God who walketh before thee, and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, And we'll multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him. As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name be any more called Abram. But thou shalt be called Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of these, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenants between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations for everlasting covenant, for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and unto thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee, the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant. Therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. Now turn with me to Isaiah, the 41st chapter. I'm going to read the 10th verse and the 13th verse this afternoon. And I'll be honest with you, this may be all I do. I'll just be truthful with you this evening. But this is what is on our mind and on our heart. As we come this way this evening, Brother Randy has been doing some wonderful preaching around this place this evening, not only to the lost, but to the church. And I'll say this in due respect this afternoon. I'll try to stay in order this evening, but if you read the scriptures, you're going to find out that 99% of the Bible is wrote to the church this evening, my friend, and the rest is to the lost man this afternoon. And I appreciate what we've been hearing from God this evening. Isaiah, the 41st chapter, the 10th verse, it said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. And I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. The 13th verse says, for I am the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, say unto thee, fear not, I will help thee this evening. I don't know that I can get in to all this, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know if I got a starting place, because I don't know where I'm going with it, first of all, this afternoon, but I would like to be able to preach just a few minutes and to be able to let you know, as I have seen recently, and not only recently, but in this journey that we've been in down the way, that my God is a mighty God this evening, my friend, and He is one in whom that I can trust in, that will behold me or will hold me or guide me and direct me this evening, my friend. We sometimes look into the scriptures and we get amazed, if you'll have it, this evening, my friend. We get maybe a little excited this afternoon when we read through the scriptures of how great God really is and how wonderful that God really is. We hear oftentimes, especially in the Old Testament, this evening, my friend, He's the God of Abraham, He's the God of Isaac, and He's God of Jacob. But I want you to understand that He is my God this evening, my friend. He is the God in whom I have trusted this evening for the salvation of my soul this afternoon. He is a God this evening, my friend, whom has delivered me time and time again this evening, my friend. He is a God of His people this evening. And I'm not so much considered or thought enough this evening, Israel, for I am of Israel this afternoon. I'm not going to go, I don't reckon into anything that we cannot be brought up by the Spirit this evening, my friend. Yet I find that as we consider Abraham as that of the father of faith this afternoon, and the Lord dealt with him in this matter, that would make him the father of many nations this evening, my friend, through that of the seed that was to come. I'll not try to, but it did run down through the generations. It come through the seed, this evening, my friend, even all the way down unto Christ this afternoon. Listen, He told Abraham, I am the Almighty God this evening, my friend, and I'm persuaded to believe that He is still that Almighty that He was on the day when he was speaking unto Abraham. This evening, he's not lost none of his authority. He has not lost none of his power. This evening, my friend, his word has not changed since that day. This evening, he still looketh after those that will look to him. This evening, my friend, he still brings miracles into our hearts and into our lives. Moves us and uses us this evening as the light of which we should be or at least desire to be this evening for his cause, his purpose, and his reasoning this evening. My friend, listen, I can say this afternoon, even as Randy said, I'll say it like this, it's just gotten sweeter and sweeter this evening, my friend, the journey in which that we are upon and have been upon this afternoon. My friend, I have looked back this evening, my friend, and seen the days and the time that the God that was speaking to Abraham this evening, my friend, has spoken unto me this evening, my friend, to deliver me from this or from that, or to guide my direction of which way to go. This evening, listen, we can be amazed at the things of which are written in these 66 books of the Bible this evening, my friend. But you know what is more amazing to me this afternoon is when I hear that small, still voice begin to whisper in my ear or in my heart this evening, my friend, and say, I am thine and thou art mine this afternoon. I'm glad that I can stand this evening, my friend, with an assurance in my heart, with a joy and satisfaction within my heart that he is mine and I am his this afternoon. Listen, he may be the God that hath seen favor in that of Noah in his day and granted unto him the pattern of which that he could build a great shield to take flight on this evening, my friend. But he's still the same God that in 2025 is speaking to the heart of those that will hear him this evening, my friend. Can I say this and you not thank me too boastfully? I'm glad that God can find favor in me this evening, my friend. Not so much in crafting, but in the obedience unto the will of the Father, of which we follow in this evening, my friend. Noah was just a man like we were this afternoon, but I'm persuaded to believe within my heart he was a man whom was seeking God and desired God's way. This, you know what it takes to get the blessings of God is to seek God and to be favorable toward his will and way. This evening, my friend, I find no words throughout the reading of the scriptures to those that have looked to him and trusted in him. Has he ever forsaken them nor turned them aside? This evening, my friend, listen, I'm persuaded to believe this mighty God this afternoon that made that rain to come this evening, that lifted that ship up and floated it away this evening, my friend, that same God that at 99 years old spake to Abraham and brought a covenant unto him and with him this evening, my friend, and at the age of 100 gave him a son by the name of Isaac. This evening, my friend, you read and you look at and you meditate in the God's Word. This evening, my friend, it seems if you'll let me say this, it seems sometimes unbelievable how God works. This evening, my friend, but I have found him to work through his own ways for the good of mankind. This evening, my friend, in this journey and in this way, this God whom took those of old this evening from the bondage Egypt and sent them into the land of Canaan which he promised Abraham he would do this evening, my friend. Listen, I feel assured in my heart that God cannot lie this evening, my friend, that of which whom he has promised or his word has told us, we can feel full assured it's coming to effect this afternoon, even as we have seen it come to effect. This mighty God, this God, this afternoon, that took Israel at a time and a space, my friend, when they were in need, this evening, in the midst of battle, I don't remember who was the leader at the time, this evening, my friend, but they were winning in the victory, this afternoon, of the battle, and I believe the old man of God said, Lord, said, if you'd just extend the day, just a little bit longer, this evening, my friend, we can come out victorious in this battle. And he stopped the sun in the midst of the day. This evening, my friend, listen, this was a God that had foreseen them out of Egypt. This evening, led them over the Red Sea by the blowing of the great east wind. This afternoon, parted the waters and led them through on dry ground. This afternoon, this is the God, this evening, my friend, that took them to the River Jordan and would have gave them that promised land. This evening, my friend, yet because of their unbelief, they were turned into the wilderness. This evening, listen, this is the God of the generation that came up out of Egypt. This evening, my friend, none lived of that generation. This evening, my friend, Joshua and Caleb came back 40 years later to the same spot in the same place. And I believe it was Joshua that said, as my strength was then, so is my strength now. This evening, my friend, Lord told him before he was go over with him. He said, Joshua, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. This evening, my friend, listen, it should not amaze us, though it does. This evening, my friend, that if God has promised to us, if we'll faithfully follow him, he will deliver in that promise. are upon that promise. This evening, listen. This is the same mighty God this afternoon that in another battle on down the road this evening, my friend. The Lord said to them as they were in the battle this evening, you can find these scriptures. I'll be honest with you, I can't call you names right now this evening, my friend. But he told the leader of the Israelites on that day, he said, go down there in that valley and dig you some trenches or dig you some ditches this evening, my friend. He said, it's going to rain. You're going to hear the wind and it's going to rain this evening, my friend. You can go find it and read it. There was a purpose in that, and they needed water, they needed drink this afternoon, but more than that, they needed a victory that appeared as though they might not get this evening. But I'm persuaded to believe that as they became obedient, they went down and dug those ditches and the rain filled them up this afternoon. The enemy of which they were fighting against on that particular time this afternoon rose up early in the morning this evening, and it appeared and they appeared or looked into the valley this evening, and it appeared unto them as those as that water and the sun hitting there upon it became as though it was blood this evening, my friend. And they said they have rose up and slew their own self this evening, my friend. And the victory came. This is the same God this afternoon, my friend, that spake to Abraham, that spake to Isaiah to write of his comforting, to write, if you'll have it, of his deliverance along the way this evening. Listen, we find that he is still the same this afternoon. I don't know, I haven't heard of that he's told anybody to go dig any ditches or this evening, my friend. But he may have just told you to be obedient this afternoon. Sacrifices and offerings, I would have none. But obedience, I would excel this evening, my friend. Listen, I'm persuaded to believe this evening that as we surely come into Mountain View Baptist Church building this afternoon, that the God that Abraham spake of, or the God that spake unto Abraham, is the same God that has spoken unto you this day, this evening, my friend. To put a song on your heart, to put a testimony on your heart, to utter in your ear this afternoon that I am the Almighty, this, and I hold your right hand this evening, my friend. Fear not, I've got you this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. To be able to just look to Him and trust in Him with sure full assurance that He is going to deliver this afternoon. I'm persuaded to believe as I stand before you this evening that He is well able through that comforter that had to come this afternoon to deliver you and I in all of our journey. To be brought amazement even to me. I sometimes wonder. I sometimes consider how good God is to us this evening, my friend. As much as we feel we don't deserve that goodness. But I'm thankful this afternoon that He's still on the throne. And the Son is sitting at His right hand. And through His name, I can be able to make intercessions unto the Almighty God. This evening, the God this afternoon that brought the fire down on the mountain, that dried up the wood, burned up the wood, dried up the water. The fire that was put place there upon that altar that worked for the man of God in his day. This evening, my friend, who delivered him further on. This evening, my friend, the God that made a poplar stick, put in a trough for cattle to drink out of, bring a new a type of cow. I don't know how to say it. I ought to know. I'm a farmer. This got cows this afternoon. Breed is the word this evening, my friend. But I would you to understand that they were a need in a moment, and God was ready to proceed. If man was ready to follow. This afternoon, you go back and you look at all these times and you look at all the things of which we, let me say me, okay? I can't speak for you, but let me say me. I find sometimes to just be plumb amazing. But God, whom created the heavens and the earth, whom spake this world into existence this afternoon, who made a man and by clay and nailed and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living soul this evening, my friend. The man whom put him in the Garden of Eden and directed them to eat of all that was within, but not of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil this evening, my friend. And when they listen not, place them outside, but put a flaming sword there, not to keep out, but to keep open the way that man could enter back in. This seed, my friend. It came down to the seed, this seed, and I hesitate to go in that. I'll just be honest with you. But it came down to the seed, and that seed was Christ this evening. You say, well, Isaac, Jacob, all these was wonderful and good this afternoon. But the seed that is of many nations this evening, my friend, was Christ Jesus. And through Him, we can be made heirs and joint heirs unto the promises of God and unto God's will and way this afternoon. Just think on it. As I said, I didn't know where I was going to go with it. I didn't know how it was going to go. But I've been thinking on just looking at and considering how amazement or amazed that I am still of the Lord this evening, my friend. To be able to see far enough down the way to present unto me as an individual life eternal through His Son this afternoon. I don't know. Maybe Randy will come on and preach, or Dwight or Bruce or Daniel, one of them will clear that up for you. But I guess my thought of and my thinking has been, He ain't the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob. He's the God of craft and dope. He's the God that wakes me up in the morning. He's the God that gives me a breath of hour. He's the God that feeds me naturally and feeds me spiritually. Why should I be amazed at Him? He's just wonderful. Come on, Randy, preach. Dwight, somebody come on.